Well, Tim, the last time I ran, I tried to be a politician. I tried to be what I'm not. I'm not a politician. I tried to, and we went ways that I don't know if they were right. They didn't feel right. Just was not authentic, I believe.
Conversation we had a week, 10 days ago with Ross Harvin, candidate Ross Harvin, running again in Senate District 47, running as a Republican, looking to unseat the Republican, the incumbent State Senator Frank Ginn, who joins us now. Senator Ginn, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me on this morning, and welcome to early voting.
Yeah, and first day of it, indeed, and we'll remind folks of that. You know, Ross Harvin there, and you beat him a couple of years ago, and frankly, you'd be favored to beat him again this time as well. He said, did Ross Harvin, I tried to be a politician. I'm not really a politician, not going to run that way this time. We'll see. Do you feel like a politician? You've been in this particular Senate seat since, what, 2011. Can we call you a politician now?
Unfortunately, I guess you probably can. I have to live up to what I'm doing. And for me, the politics is usually comes with a dirty connotation to it. But I will tell you, for me, it's a great way to serve the community. And yes, negative politics is why everybody hates politics. And for me, Tim, I've always run on me. I only run a positive campaign. I know you hate the song, but it's coming back. For me, my message is look, I'm the guy that you want to be able to call to help solve some problems for you.
And you're the guy, and I know you'll do it again because I know you've done it every time we talk. You put your cell phone right out there on the air for people to jot down and call you if they need you.
706-680-4466, which 4466 spells again. That's me. So it'll probably ring here in a second, Tim, but that'll be on the radio. But for me, I love serving people, and I love helping our community and solving problems for them. And that's why, I guess I am a politician because I do run for office, and it is one of those negative things that but it doesn't have to be. And that's where, I work with both sides of the aisle. I'm definitely on the right side, and I'm the conservative guy that you want in office. Because I'm going to help you with our state and what's going on with what's going on in our community to have better jobs, better education, better security, the things that we all want to see. And I love what I do, and I want to continue to do that for the people in Northeast Georgia.
And again, as you mentioned, the early voting, 3 weeks of it starting today, the elections to culminate in this particular Republican primary to culminate on the 21st of May. And, of course, should you advance, you would again face Connell, a Scott Democrat out of, I think, Madison County, running for this seat as well. All right, Governor Kemp out there signing bills, any number of them, and we could start most any place. He's catching a lot of flack for the so-called voucher bill, expanding school choice. You and most Republicans voting for this, what do you say in defense of this particular piece of legislation that critics say is actually taking money out of public education in Georgia?
Well, I want to kind of deflate that just a little bit. The Senate Bill 233, which some people are calling the voucher bill, is very targeted in what it does. It only addresses school systems that are in that lower 25% performing schools. And on average, we spend a little over $8,000 a year per student of state funds and going into public schools. A majority of that other portion of that is coming from the local taxpayers. So when you start looking at the math, we're taking up to $6,500 per student that will allow the parents to say, hey, we want to pull our child out of a failing school and make a different choice. And that choice can be different school system, the private school, the things there. It doesn't touch any of the local money. And so, I'm an engineer, and we like to take things to, okay, where's the extreme scenario is it doesn't do anything to hurt the public school system. What it does is it makes them compete and compete with other school districts. And that's where if we can't compete, then we need to change the math. And that's what we're doing.
Governor Brian Kemp also catching a lot of flack, and you folks in the Senate, one committee in particular, one member of that committee in particular, your Senate colleague from Athens, Bill Couser, catching a lot of flack as the Medicaid expansion didn't make it out of the committee. I think like a 7-6 vote that stalled it there. And so for another year, Governor Brian Kemp not dealing with the issue, even though his critics want him to, of expanding Medicaid in Georgia. Now, where are you on this one?
Well, I'm going to follow the governor's lead. One of the things that, for me, we've done a lot of great things in health care. I will tell you, House Bill 1339, which was the Certificate of Need bill that we did this year, helps bring more medical practices into competition, and competition is a good thing. When we start talking about expanding of Medicare, said they really what you're doing is you're saying, oh, we're going to depend on the federal government to support this program. And at some point, I mean, the national debt and the things that are going on the crazy side of spending for the federal government, that's got to go away. And I don't want the citizens of Georgia to be burdened with that bill when the federal government pulls the carpet out from under the states that are doing it. And to me, the long-term thing, it just doesn't make sense. And that's not a way to play it. So for me, what we've done, with this House Bill 1339, the Certificate of Need, and I'm going to brag on our Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. One of the things that for me, when the bill initially came out, I had some of my health care providers, for one, North Georgia Health Care, said the president there, we talked and she couldn't support it, and I asked the Lieutenant Governor, I said, Burt, would you mind sitting down and meeting with the president of Northeast Georgia Health Services? And he did, and we were able to get some things done in that bill, and it was an easy one for me to support because we worked through the differences. And that's the legislative process, is to make things better than where they are. And I love doing it, and that's how you address problems in healthcare. Is you may not be okay, that direction is where we're not going with expansion of Medicare or Medicaid, but here's what we can do as giving people a better alternative.
Senator Frank Ginn, the governor also signing the bill that cracks down or is designed to crack down on squatting in Georgia. Get those folks out of your houses easier than we might have been able to do otherwise. I assume you're on board with that one.
Oh, yeah. It would be one of those things that, for me, I honestly did not realize it was not a crime to go squat in somebody's house. And I couldn't have passed that bill any faster if carried it across the finish line myself. That was the craziest thing I think I've learned in the legislative process. And one of the things that, I'm really proud of what we did with Senate Bill 92. And I don't know, I don't keep up with numbers too well, but for me, this one's one that was very important for everybody, and especially in the Athens area, the Prosecuting Attorneys Qualification Commission. Basically, we have a commission that looks after judges already, and we've had that for years and years and years. So if you get a rogue judge, okay, they can be reeled in and reprimanded or even terminated. The same thing that can happen to rogue prosecutors that are not performing and not doing their job. And
they had to tweak that one because you passed that actually last year with your support and the support of so many others. Had to tweak that and pass it again this year. And again, it's facing challenges in court. How confident are you that it can hold up in court?
Whatever happens, we're going to be there to make sure that we hold rogue prosecutors accountable.
Again,
one of the things that Tim, I know we got a lot to talk about. One of the things that, to me, I was really proud of, since it's early voting day, of a couple bills that went through the legislature that are dealing with election integrity. But, I'm going to tell you a different twist. The bills that are dealing with elections said getting rid of the QR codes on ballots where we're going to direct read of the ballots, the things that we do to... to make sure that we're putting watermarks on those. I serve on appropriations in the Senate, and my area of appropriations covers elections, and election integrity is very, very important to everybody that votes. I don't care what party, what affiliation, whatever, you want to make sure your vote counts. And for me, it was funny because I'm over here pushing money into the budget to take care of those things as we're pushing that legislation forward on the other side of what we do. And nothing happens until you get it funded and covered in expense. And that's where, for me, I was proud to make sure that we had the funds to get watermarks on ballots. And I worked with the state election board to ask them to put forward the rules in place for each county as they send out absentee ballots, that those ballots have that watermark on them. That's where, this ballot stuffing and those kind of things are not going to be what we call good.
All right, Senator Frank Gant. Again, he'll do this, so I will. He'll toss his phone number out there, 706-680-4466, the number to call and chat with. State Senator Frank Gant is out there on the reelection campaign trail opposed by Ross Harvin, and the early voting that gets underway today continues through, the 20th or so, the 18th of May, and then Election Day proper on May 21st. Republican Senator Frank Gant, best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Tim. Hope you have a beautiful day.